Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I am your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special theme. And my tire's flat. Dang it. Oh, man. Okay, sorry. For those of you who are new to the show, I often do the show from my car while I'm driving to go do my consulting. I consult during the day. And I just got my car, and now it's going to beep at me. Oh, right, front low pressure too. Oh, this is awesome. Two low tires. What's going on here? Yeah, so apparently I have a flat tire. So that's hilarious. So go with the flow, guys, right? So we're still going to do this podcast. I'm going to go to the gas station to get some air because I have to. And but that's okay. That was not the topic today, believe it or not. So the topic is harmony. Yes, harmony in a world gone mad. What is harmony? Is there harmony? Is it a real thing? How can we get there? Or do we already have it and we're just being told that it's not there? We're just focusing on the minority of things not in harmony. These are all great questions. Not just because I asked them, because I think there's real value to them. And right now the date is, I think it's 11/11, which is a magical date. Now, you may or may not be listening it. Actually, there's no way you can listen to it on this date because I won't publish it for at least a week. So you'll be listening to it after the fact, but that's okay. The magic will still be here in this episode for all of us, I do believe. So harmony is, what's it all about? I had this amazing conversation with two of my colleagues at work yesterday about flow. I was sharing what is Find Your Flow for me, what's it mean, why do I do it, and more specifically podcasting. Why do I podcast? And my good buddy Omari Brassard, he was on an earlier episode, one of the first episodes actually. So if you go check that episode out, it's one of the most popular episodes actually. So if you haven't heard that one, you can go check it out. And a good friend of mine, longtime friend, retired from the military earlier this year after 20 years of service. He was a chief in the Navy, and now he's a full-time entrepreneur and consultant right alongside myself. And so we get all sorts of stuff done. We got all sorts of big plans and awesomeness going on, and good times. So, what was I talking about? I'm getting distracted here because I'm trying to get into the gas station right now. So I'm gonna have to actually take a little break here, friends. We'll put on. Yep. This is silly, but this is life. This is life, right? You want to do a podcast? You got your got yourself all situated, you're all organized, ready to, oh, sorry, pump out of order. Of course you are, and that's perfect because that gives me more time to drive with a flat tire to find the next gas station. And this is life. This is a demonstration. How do I find harmony in life? I could sit here and complain and cry, but none of you want to hear that, right? Because it's no fun to listen to. Okay, car, I know. My car will do it for me. My car will beep at me incessantly because it's pissed. Okay, well, let's hope I get to the gas station. I will. It's not that dramatic. Let's be realistic here. All right, harmony. So I was talking with two of my colleagues last night about Find Your Flow. What is it? What's it all about? And and I got into some of the deep stuff, some of the real deep stuff. And Omari had never, few people other than you who listen to the podcast and other than my good friends who've known me for years, don't really, you know, I don't talk about this in public ever, really, because, and I was thinking about this last night after that conversation, why don't I? Because I'm scared, to be honest, and because, and a couple reasons, a couple things have come up around this, and I hope I can regain my train of thought now that I'm getting close to a gas station. I'm going to have to take a break. But one reason I discovered, as I was talking to one of my other colleagues the other day about why do I do this podcast, and I didn't even like realize this, but it occurred to me as I was telling her, was that I don't have to argue with anybody. I don't have to try to convince anybody of anything. I don't have to, I won't, in the past when I was younger and I would talk about my ideas or my understanding, my perspective on the world and God and religion and this and that, those are kind of more of the specific things that I used to really be talking about when these situations would occur, would be that I would, you know, offend people because they had certain beliefs that required certain dogmas and my beliefs don't. And that put them in a position of feeling like, you know, it would either offend them or hurt their feelings or make them feel that, you know, that they're, maybe they felt insecure about their beliefs or maybe they felt like it was their duty to convert me to their beliefs. But either way, there was, you know, conflict around that in a sense, because their beliefs are strong ground. You have to do it this way. And I'm sitting here telling them, no, you really don't. You really don't. Trust me. And so there was like, you know, headbutting and emotions. And as I got older, it's like, you know, I'm not trying to pick fights with people. That's not my goal here. My goal is not to hurt people's feelings or piss them off or whatever, you know? And so I just stopped talking about it. But here on a podcast, I can talk about it all I want and nobody has to listen to me. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can simply not listen, right? And that's a beautiful thing. If you understand or you're at least open-minded to the ideas, then you can listen. The choice is entirely up to you. And that's awesome. And I better get this air thing going because I'm already running late for work. So I'm going to take a quick break. All right, friends, I am back. So I was at the gas station and, you know, went in, asked the gentleman at the front for, let's see if I even got enough air in my tires to be able to drive. All right, well, we'll see. Ooh. All right, so I was, you know, pulled over. Gas station, got air, started filling it up, and sitting there, it's hot, it's way hot already, it's early, but it's hot. I'm wearing all black, because that's how I roll sometimes, and I'm standing in the sun, bent over, you know, cramped over, trying to inflate my tire, and so far so good, that was the happy beep, and you know, burning up, sweating, my hands are starting to cramp because I'm inflating this tire forever. And I keep, you know, is that the happy beep? I think so. It's taking forever to inflate this stupid tire. And I'm getting a little, like, you know, it's not the funnest thing to do. And then the air pump run, really, car? Really? What's the game here? What's going on? Are you warning me? See, I don't think it got all the way full. Actually, I know it didn't because I kept trying it and I kept letting off the thing to see what the air pressure was. And it kept hovering right around 30. It wouldn't go past 30. It's supposed to be up to 44. And the air pump ran out of time. So I was like, dang it. Now I got to go back in and ask this guy again for the air again. And, you know, what do I do? I got to do it. So as I'm walking in, there's this bookshelf in front of the gas station that says free books. And wouldn't you know, something caught my eye. It was the word flow. What? Yeah, the word flow. I was like, no, you got to be kidding me. But really, I was like, of course, okay, this is awesome. And then I grabbed the book, and now I have it in my hands because it had free books. The thing, there's a free freaking library in front of the gas station. And that was, as you know, that was the second gas station I went to today because the first one didn't have air. Their machine was broken. So coincidentally, I had to go to the second gas station to get air. And not only did I go in there once because I missed the book the first time, but I had to go in a second time. And so here's the name of the book, Let the River Flow, Poetic Praise and Testimonial Tales by Tim Fernandez. What is this book about? Let the River Flow is a book of poetry breathed and inspired by Holy Scripture. Oh, it is interspersed with corresponding verses from the Bible, and now I gotta drive, so I can't read it. But isn't that amazing, friends? Isn't that freaking amazing? That is flow. That is coincidence. And I was just going to get into, like, you know, is that God? Did God just send me a message? Because this has to do with the Holy Bible, this book that just found me that says flow. Well, that's a great question. That is kind of part of the topic for the day, as a matter of fact. I mean, that's a huge coincidence. Wouldn't you agree? You were with me while that coincidence happened. And yeah, I could be making that up. You don't know. You're not with me. But honestly, I have better things to do with my time. I already had a plan for the podcast today. It was harmony, and it had nothing to do with running out of air or have a flat tire. I'll tell you that much, because that still means I got to go get it fixed, which I'm not looking forward to. But maybe something magical will happen around that as well. Who knows? I'm open to that possibility. So now I got this book named Flow about something Holy Scriptures and, you know, let it flow in the river. And this conversation I had last night with these guys. And, first the conversation I had with my other colleague, Alex. She and I were talking, and I was, you know, somehow she got it out of me, you know, kind of my bigger vision of what I'm doing with the podcast and what I'm doing with my live show and music and this and that. And that's something I really don't like to talk about in public because a lot of people, I think, still might find it offensive or infringing upon their self-identity. You know, if somebody believes they're a certain, if somebody has a certain religious faith, for example, their identity is tied in with that. And we all do this, you know, to an extent. I think it's safe to say we all do this to an extent, because that is ego. That is who we identify ourselves as. I am Winston. I am a consultant. I am an internet marketer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a father. I'm a husband. These are all things that I identify with, right? Those are things that my ego identifies with, categorizes myself. Am I a meat eater? No, I'm not. I'm a vegetarian, or sometimes even vegan. Those are, you know, I'm not that, I am this, right? That's how I categorize myself, identify myself against nothing or everything, okay? Now, that doesn't mean I can't change that at times, but it depends on how deeply rooted those beliefs are. There are, of course, plenty of those kind of beliefs that I'm not even aware of. Things that I just take for granted are that way. Like, I am white. Oh, well, I don't really go around thinking like, oh, I'm white, you know, throughout my day. But the life that I live I've always been white in this lifetime. So I don't know any other way. And I can empathize with other people of other nationalities or colors, but I'm not them, and I can only empathize, right? And when we have those kind of deep, where am I going with this? Identity. So if I'm talking to people whose identity revolves around a certain belief system, and my belief system is different than theirs, and it contradicts theirs in some way, or it appears to contradict theirs, then they could get very scared, because they might lose some sense of their identity of self, or of their being right about it. And if it's something as deep as like religion or God, or like what happens when you die, and, you know, they're maybe scared about what happens after they die, or, you know, choosing the right God or making the right decision, then they're really, that's, you know, that could be very emotional, right? That could really scare somebody or really piss somebody off. And coincidentally, again, I'll point this out because I'm driving and I see a big truck with a sticker that says he, and it has the greater than symbol, like that mass symbol, and then I, a little I. He is greater than I. As in God, the big God is greater than I, the little I, which is an interesting sticker for a number of reasons. And I might touch on that because it just happened. So again, another cool coincidence. And so yesterday I was talking with two of my colleagues about coincidences and the significance, you know, or at least what I perceive to be a significance. And my point was, if you make it significant, it is significant. And if you give it attention and notice it, you'll notice more and more of them. You'll attract more coincidences, more serendipity into your life. And that's a magical thing if you let it be, if you make it. And my colleague Aiden was saying, he's all, well, you know, it's just statistics. Like, there's statistical probabilities of these things happening. And I said, yeah, that's absolutely true in some cases. I said, so it doesn't have to be anything important, you know, or anything, you know, beyond just that. I said, you're absolutely right. And he's like, well, you know, so what? And I was like, exactly. And I was kind of, you know, just ribbing him a bit, but it was also kind of like, that my whole point, like, yeah, you can make whatever you want to make it. It doesn't have to be anything, but if you want to make it something, then it is, right? And that's kind of the point, is like, it is what you make it. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. That's what Henry Ford said. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So what does that mean? That means that if you think the only way to God is through Jesus, let's say, then you're right for you. Your reality will reflect that belief. If you believe that the only way to, you know, afterlife is through Jehovah, then that is right for you. That is your reality. If you believe that coincidences are just mere probabilities, statistical analysis, you know, it's just probabilities, then that's going to be right for you. If you believe it's magical and that it has significance because you are noticing them and you are alive and there to recognize it, and you parlay that into bigger and more powerful magical beliefs about your ability to recognize things and, you know, then become conscious of these kind of patterns and these kind of opportunities to recognize more and bigger patterns, then that will be true for you. And so the whole point of the conversation isn't whether one is right or the other is wrong. It's just that it is what it is, and you get to decide that. And that is the power of being you, of being alive, of being any of us. That is perhaps the most powerful thing. It's just recognizing that only you can choose. And there's a book, I still haven't read it, but there was a guy, I think his name was Viktor Frankl, I believe, who was a, it's called like The Secret of Happiness, or The Secret to Being Happy, and he was a concentration camp survivor, and pretty much, you know, most everybody he went there with was executed, exterminated, and he believed that they took away everything from him, and so he had no possessions, no family, no friends. But he discovered that he, no matter what they did to him, no matter what they took, he still had the right to choose how he looked at it. He still had the right to choose what it meant to him. And he survived. And he believed that was a big part of why he survived. And he believed he could look at other people and tell which ones would make it because of their outlook, because of the way they interpreted what was going on. And so the guy with the truck is in front of me again, that he is greater than I. So I guess it's time to talk about that. So he is greater than I is an interesting position to take, right? Because for one, there's no she in there. So what? God is just a man, and there's no woman energy involved. There's no woman God. It's just God. It's just a male God. Yeah, that seems kind of chauvinistic to me. I don't know. But I think that's bizarre. I think that's really bizarre. Oh, okay, maybe Mother Earth. Okay, but let's not care about her. Let's not put that on your sticker. Let's just care about the God that is somehow like a male seahorse that is procreating by himself. That's kind of a weird thing. He is greater than I. What if he is by himself? He God. Okay, he God is up in the clouds by himself forever and ever. No start, no end. Bored is you know what. Because, let's face it, when you're sitting around for eternity, you're going to get bored. It's a long time. Or it's no time. But either way, you're going to want to do stuff eventually if you're God, right? So God created us in His image, in their image. If you read the Bible in the translation that is the King James Version and or I think some of the other versions, New Testaments and whatnot, they say, let us make them in our image. Our, plural, more than one of us. Okay? Oh, maybe it's the Trinity. Maybe it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three men. Let's have three men make, reproduce. Because that makes way more sense. Three male energies. Yeah. You can see how I might have pissed people off in the past, right? I mean, and maybe you have too. I'm guessing if you're even listening to this podcast, you've had similar conversations or you were more in the keep your mouth shut and just like let it blow over kind of thing. But it's so bizarre to me. But anyway, let's just run with it. We're still running with that idea. Man, I'm making great time. There's no traffic today, so I gotta keep this quick. Harmony was the idea, bringing harmony, because we had a big election here in the U.S., a big election. And whichever way you wanted it to go, it went with Trump is now the president of the United States of America. And that is the new reality. And we'll see what it means, right? But either way, focusing on harmony, focusing on flow and energy and synchronicity is, for me, the most important thing that I can personally do in my life, as well as eat a vegan lifestyle diet as much as I can. Be conscious about that because of the impact on the environment and on animal wellness. That is something, you know, I haven't talked too much about that. I don't want to like promote that or push that on people, but I feel like it is important for me to say and let people know, because if you've ever considered that, check out the movie Cowspiracy. If you haven't seen that, it's a great documentary. And that is change that you can make in your own life that will have a huge impact on the world, a positive impact. So there's that. While I still have time, I'm going to throw out there my second public service announcement. Use your blinker when you drive, please. Notifies the world of your intentions to turn left or right. It is a powerful practice. It creates social flow. It lets people be able to plan for their turns and their driving experience. It makes the road safer for everybody. All right. I just used my blinker. That's what got me thinking. All right. Harmony. Wrapping it up with the quickness here. We don't always have to agree. We don't have to agree, right? To be able to appreciate each other's perspectives and appreciate other people's rights and freedoms and liberty to make those decisions and come to their own conclusions based on their own life experiences. And the better we can be at appreciating, even, you know, agree to disagree, that's cool, right? Agree to disagree. That's okay. But the conversation I had last night with the boys was about some deep metaphysical sound and vibrations and frequencies and this podcast. And I guess the last point I kind of want to try to make sure I hit is fundamental, the fundamental sound, the fundamental tone. So in music, we have the fundamental, which is the main tone. Like if you hit a guitar string on E, that would be the fundamental frequency. And what most people maybe don't realize is if you play the low E, it will, if you're not touching the higher E string, it will actually start to vibrate. It will start to vibrate without touching it, just by playing the E string, the lower E string. And that's because it is the frequency of the two are they are in harmony with each other. They are mathematically related. So if you have one E, a low E, and then the high E, an octave above, that string will actually be exactly half the length. Or if it's the same length, it'll be half the diameter, half the weight. And that, so it will vibrate exactly twice as fast as the low E. And so when you pluck the low E, then the frequencies will ring out through the body of the guitar, but also through just the air. and it will cause the higher E to vibrate also. So you have this frequency radiating out through the airway, creating airways, creating air pressure increases and decreases, that we, our ears pick up and hear a sound. But even if you, if nobody's around to hear the sound, the frequencies still happen. The air pressure still goes out there. There's still a signal. It's just not interpreted as sound, and it can still have a physical impact. It can break glass, right? If you hit the right frequency, it can make other things vibrate. If you have big bass speakers and you have them booming, it can shake things. It can set off car alarms, right? Those are physical, sound having physical impact on other physical objects. And that's in the physical realm. That's in then the auditory realm. These are just levels of vibration, right? Very low, slow vibration, physical. Next level vibration, I'm making this up. This is not science, friends. I mean, part of it, it's like pseudoscience, right? So don't be like, oh, Winston, it's not totally accurate. I know that, okay? Just go with me. There's light frequency vibrations. And then there's auditory vibrations, sound vibrations. There are touch, smell, and taste vibrations. Each of these is picked up by a different one of our senses. But then there are also vibrations outside of our realm of senses, right? Some people have a more attuned sixth sense and can tap into some of those kind of frequency ranges, right? And then there are... Okay, so getting back to this idea. So if I have a thought, if I'm thinking a thought, we have technology now that can see when people think. We have like EEGs, scanners, things that can look at brain waves and brain patterns. When you think certain thoughts, like, oh, this part of the brain gets lit up, there's electricity flowing there. There's chemical reactions and synapses firing. That's electricity, right? And there's grooves that happen in the brain where these electrical currents actually pass through. And the more you think a certain thought, the deeper, you know, more times energy goes through, more times electricity goes through that groove, and the deeper that groove becomes. So if you think a thought, or if you do an action over and over and over, you wear that groove deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's why sometimes it's so hard to break habits, because you've worn that groove in so deep, the energy has to like flow through there. That's the deepest groove. So to make a new pattern, you have to like start digging out a new groove, and that takes time. And so when energy is going through these grooves, it's going through at a certain frequency. And different thoughts have different frequencies. And that frequency becomes your fundamental that you are radiating out into the world. If you give it a little bit of thought, there's not much energy. But if you give it a lot of thought, if it's something you're working on for, you know, days, weeks, months, years, that thought gets more and more energy behind it. It becomes more and more powerful. In terms of sound, it gets more amplitude, more gain coming through it, right? So that signal can go out farther, can radiate out farther into the world. And when you have people who are on similar frequencies, such as, you know, the high E strings or other E strings, then they will start to resonate along with it. So what I realized with my podcast, for example, is I don't have to, you know, for one, again, I'm not trying to like start fights with anybody. I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings or sense of identity or argue. That's not what I want to do. I can just talk about the things I want to talk about. And with a little bit of marketing and hustle and just the knowing the laws of physics, people who are in tune or at least open to these levels of frequencies are going to naturally start to resonate too. They're going to like tune in, right? You tune in. It's like, what? That caught your attention. Oh, because you're on that frequency or on a close enough frequency that it can be in harmony with my thoughts. It doesn't have to be aligned perfectly in tune, right? Maybe it is, but maybe it's on like a major third above or a fifth above or an octave above. You know, maybe you're on the next level already, but you hear the truth of where I'm coming from and what I'm saying, and it resonates with you, right? And that's what I feel is like the value of what I try to do here and what I feel like we're doing now with the planet, with consciousness of people, is this opportunity for the next level of harmony. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are afraid. And I get that. And you know, I am too. I got a kid, I got another kid on the way. Like any day, within a couple weeks to a month, maybe. And it's a little scary, you know? It's like, what's going to happen? Nobody knows, but that's the fun, right? That's the whole point. We don't know. If we knew, we'd be back we'd be God being bored. Never ending, never beginning. God he or God she or God, you know, schizophrenic with three different versions of self. Who knows? But being all those things and being none of those things. And whatever other kind of psychobabble I can conjure up in the moment. But as you can see, some amazing things have happened on my ride to work today. And hopefully you've had some amazing experiences or revelations of your own. Yeah, sorry. Get a little worked up. But here we are. Literally, here I am. I'm at work now. But here we are in time. Here we are in time, too. And in space, where there's a lot of things happening. And that's okay. In fact, it's almost what needs to happen to be able to hit that next level. Even in music, if it was always the happy, positive, major scale sounding stuff, it would be boring. Nobody, you know, you'd get bored. You'd be God, just bored. Just like, same old thing, eternity. It's like, you know, gets old. Gotta have some contrast. We gotta mix it up. We have to have some contrasting experiences to be able to enjoy the good stuff, right? That's what this whole experience is about, the human experience. It's not just good all the time, unfortunately, or fortunately, because really, we're just playing with time in our experience of time. Time's not really real. It's an experience, right? It's an illusion. A darn good illusion, as Albert Einstein said. Oh, what? And I'm wearing an Albert Einstein t-shirt today. What? Oh, and he's smoking a pipe that has the universe coming out of it. Oh, what? And pot is now legal in California, and I live in California. And now I'm just flowing on things just to drive this all home. It's amazing. Okay? It's all good. Even the crap, still good. Because that's the contrast. Do we want, this crappy thing to happen? No. Okay, so what do? Do we focus on it and keep talking about it and fearing it and giving it energy? No. That's what we have. That's default world think, right? That's, let's have a news program around it and just beat the crap out of it all the time and make people afraid so we can sell more of our crappy news and more of our fear. And more of world default 2.0 and create more of it because we're in a feedback loop, but nobody really knows that, or some people do. People on this podcast most likely do already. So, but that's it, right? So the harmony, if we focus on harmony, we can start to notice more harmony, start to notice more things connecting. Now let's read. All right, so I'm going to end the podcast today with a little random selection from this book that I found. Oh, All the Lost Souls. Okay, let's see what it says. Look all around to the east and the west, on the highways and byways, on streets and in subways. A man with a shopping cart, clothes tattered and torn, children starving and homeless in shelters and alleys, a woman haunted by the cry of an unborn child. Look all around you in small towns and big cities. And all the lost souls, wandering and forgotten, unaware of a God who loves and adores them, who longs for his people to show them the way, to embrace and comfort in the name of Jesus. Take a look all around you and see the lost souls. And then he says this, my people have been lost sheep, their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Jeremiah 50:60. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Matthew 18, verse 12 through 14. All right, so obviously my intent was not to turn this into some kind of biblical thing. But I also want to go with the flow, and maybe that meant something to you. Hopefully it did. The one that went away. I'm going to just quickly review this and, all the lost souls. Yeah, interesting. Take a look all around you and see all the lost souls. That's what that poem ends. Take a look all around you and see the lost souls. Now, this guy is coming from obviously a certain paradigm. Embrace the comfort in the name of Jesus is his kind of thing. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Again, that's not for me to say. But that's pretty crazy. And again, there's plenty of other things that could have been found that could have said other things or gone other ways. And that's all right. And that's that. So hopefully that means something for you. I'm going to go off because it's that time. So for all of you out there, my friend listening, take care. Until next time, my friend, be flowing.